We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Power 93.5. I hope our little dude Alex is okay. I saw a picture of him with a black eye.
I know.
What happened, Alex's body? Aww.
I think it was makeup.
You think it was makeup?
I think like he messed around with his mom's makeup and made it look like his someone punched him.
Looks like a real shiner.
Well, then he's either really good at that or he actually did get hit. I'm not sure. I don't know his life like that.
Well, we hope you're okay this morning, Alex. Let's talk about Jeremy. I don't know what to think first and foremost.
Okay.
And I'm not thinking anything bad. Let me just say that. Before I get into this letter that he sent us. He said he didn't want to call because everybody would know his voice, so it's all good, Jeremy.
Right.
He said, "Hitman, my wife and I wear roughly the same clothing size. It's weird, we're both the same height and build. And sometimes we swap out clothes. I'll wear one of her t-shirts, or she'll wear my jeans or button-downs.
Okay.
I know it's weird, but it makes sense. Most of our clothes are unisex anyway, and it's not like I'm wearing her dresses or underwear. So do other couples wear each other's clothes? Is it weird that my wife and I share wardrobes?"
I mean, I don't have an issue with it. I don't understand why people would. If they're basically like unisex, if they're like t-shirts and jeans, like, why not?
Yeah, my wife loves to wear my t-shirts.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
There's no good reason why, you know, you can't wear her t-shirts unless you just, they're not the same size.
And if I go out of town, well, I'm going to be out of town for like more than 3 days, she'll have me wear like a couple of shirts for a day, and then she won't wash them, and then she'll wear them, so she'll have my smell next to her.
Aw. I guess.
Aw.
That just sounds unsanitary, but okay. Yep. Believe it.
Here's what I want to know this morning, though. Ladies, what clothes made exclusively for men do you wear? Christina?
I think I've got t-shirts that... Otherwise...
It's got to be something made exclusively for guys.
I've had sweatshirts in the past that boyfriends have left over at the house and they never came back for them, or they just didn't care about them. It's like, keep it and that's it.
And I want to flip the script for guys. Guys, is there clothing made exclusively for women that you wear?
This could get really interesting. This could get very interesting.
I'm
ready for it.
It could.
I'm very excited about it, actually.
Okay.
I'm really curious, people. Let me know.
869-1093. 869-1093. Ladies, are there clothes that are made exclusively for men that you wear? It's okay if you do. And guys, is there clothes made exclusively for women that you wear?
I mean, as a woman, I can understand why other women are wanting to wear guys' clothes. They're just comfortable.
I know this guy, he likes to wear women's jeans. I mean, that's...
Skinny jeans are kind of universal at this point. That's just kind of how it is nowadays, so...
You know, 869-1093, your calls and the clothes made exclusively for men that women wear and clothes made exclusively for women that you guys wear. I want to hear it this morning.
I'm ready. I'm buckled. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm super ready.
Your clothes, your calls, coming up at 869-1093. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. I guess we should be careful what we ask for this morning at Power 93.5,
right? Yeah, I'll say. Now, see, the whole situation is about Jeremy. Jeremy basically says that him and his wife, they've got the same size of clothing anyway. They're about the same size just generally, and they share clothes. They swap out every now and again. He's going to wear one of her t-shirts or she's going to wear one of his button-downs. You know, the usual stuff, I think. It's not a bad thing. And he thinks it may be a little weird, but it brought up the question, what women's clothes do guys like to wear? Like, exclusively women's clothes. And the reverse, ladies, what clothes made exclusively for men do you guys wear? And for me, I always like to wear, like, the sweatshirts that my boyfriends would either leave at the house or, you know, they would just give to me, basically. You know, like, I liked those. They made me feel safe, I guess.
I can honestly say there is not one piece of clothing that my wife has that I like to wear. And I guess the truth of the matter is I've just never thought about or ever tried to wear any of her clothing. So 869-1093.
See, maybe there's a whole new world that you've not exposed yourself to because you just haven't done it yet. So go for it.
I need to explore.
You do.
869-1093, ladies. Is there guy clothing that you like to wear? And guys, we're going to give you some equal time as well this morning. Is there women's clothing that you like to wear? Your calls this morning at Power 93.5. Let's go to the power lines. Who's this?
Bethany.
Hey, girl. Are there clothes made exclusively for men that you wear?
Yes. I think any girl who's with a guy loves wearing the sweatpants and the hoodies and, like, occasionally the boxers, like, but I have never met a man who is interested in women's clothing, let alone, like, I don't know if I would talk to a man who's the same size as me, because, you know, I'm 5'4", and, I mean, that's just, you know, I don't know, I like a big, muscular man, not a man the same size as me, who can wear my clothes.
Interesting.
All right, Bethany. And I'm thinking, you know, if him and this girl are the same size, whether, you know, if they're smaller or something, she must not have a booty or something.
Or maybe he does.
Yeah, you maybe he got a big old juicy booty, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
You go on, dude, with your big old booty. Thank you for calling. Bethany's like, no, I can't handle the guy that wears women's clothes. Hello, Power 93.5. Who's this?
This is Luke.
Luke, talk to me. Are there women's clothes that you like to wear?
I like to wear my girl's robe.
Hey.
Okay. Nice.
It's fluffier than other, like, than guys' robes.
That's very true.
Yeah, I can't wear my wife's robe. I'm way too big. Just not gonna work.
Sad face.
All right, Luke, sporting the girl's robe this morning at Power 93.5. How about you? Who's this?
Austin.
Austin, what women's clothes do you like to wear?
Honestly, I like to get me, like, a nice little Victoria's Secret thong or some boy shorts, dude. They're so comfortable.
Cool.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
Well, you should, dude.
Okay, well, hey, thank you, Mr. Thong, and he likes to wear the Victoria's Secret's boy shorts. I don't know where to go with that.
Mr. Thong and Dance over there.
But he says they're really comfortable. I need to get over to the mall.
I guess so. You are going alone, though. Sorry.
I wonder if they have them in my size. 869-1093. Ladies, are there guys' clothes that you like to wear and men, women's clothes that you like to wear? Your call's coming up. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman of Christina. Women wearing guys' clothes and guys wearing women's clothes.
Yeah. Basically, Jeremy, he emailed us and he said, what it comes down to is his wife and him, they're basically the same height and build. And they've got about the same clothing size, so it just makes sense for them to swap out clothes every now and again. And, you know, like, she's going to wear some of his boxer shorts, or he's going to wear a button-down that she's got, or reverse. You know, he thinks it may be a little weird to the naked eye, but it just kind of makes sense. You know, you got the clothes already. Just swap them out. It's fine. It's like a... It's kind of like having your friend over and she raids your closet. It's kind of like that, but it's your wife, I guess, or your husband. Anyway, he says most of their clothes are unisex, so it's not like he's wearing her dresses or underwear or any of that kind of stuff. Nothing of the nitty-gritty. So he actually is curious if any other couples are like this. And it kind of brought up the question, you know, there are a lot of single women out there. There's a lot of single guys out there. And sometimes they just like the opposite sex's clothes.
And that's okay.
Oh, totally.
You know, 869-1093, your calls this morning. We got Caleb on the phone this morning at Power 93.5. Caleb, are there women's clothes that you like to wear, dude? Tell us about it. What are they?
I'm with you. There is no way I would wear my fiance's clothes. One, I can't fit in them. Two, cut different. I mean, I don't even know why you want to wear a woman's shirt.
Yeah, I mean, different strokes for different folks. I guess that's not the best analogy to use. But the guy likes to wear the Victoria's Secret thongs and boxer shorts.
Yeah, he's borderline.
Easy.
Yeah.
Rude.
Slightly. Thank you, man. Easy. Come on now. Hello, Power 93.5. Who's this?
John Powell.
Talk to me, girl. What kind of men's clothes do you like to wear?
Well, personally, I'm a little too big for all my men's clothes, but he likes to wear my big shirt, so.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Got some junk in your trunk, huh?
Just a little bit.
I ain't mad at you, girl. I ain't mad at you. That means you don't get cold at night.
Too.
All right, John tells like, hey, I'm too big to wear his stuff, but he likes to wear my stuff.
That's fair.
We'll take it, John tell. She's ruling the yard. I like it. Hello, Power 93.5. Who's this?
Cassandra.
Talk to me, Cassandra. Guy's clothes that you like to wear?
I've wore basketball shorts. Their sleepwear, their socks, their shirts. And then I've had my ex-boyfriend, he's wore like my shirt, and we're different sizes, but I wear like big shirts and I'll tie them in the back.
There you go.
Yeah, see, my wife likes to wear my basketball shorts too.
Yeah, I think all girls might.
They're just more comfortable.
Yeah.
They are. It's just, they're very comfortable.
That's what it comes down to, is comfort.
I mean, we're going on a cruise, and we were out shopping. She's like, I got to find some of those Nike shorts. I said, for women? She goes, no, let's go to the men's department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where it's at.
I agree, 100%.
There it is, basketball shorts that guys wear. Thank you for calling. Thanks for waking up and listening to us every morning.
I do. Thank you.
You're the best. I love our listeners. 869-1093. Guys, women's clothes that you like to wear, and women, men's clothes that you like to wear. Your calls. It's Power 93.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.